and gentlemen, I'm happy to speak to you, and I wish I could do it in person. My name is Anthony Burgess, and I'm the author of a little book which, in its paperback form, I hope you'll be able to sell. The book is about a fat and ugly poet whom I've written...
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to speak to you, and I wish I could do it in person, but I can't. My name is Anthony Burgess, and I'm the author of a little book which, in its paperback form, I hope you'll be able to sell. The book is about a fat and ugly poet whom I've written about before, and can't stop writing about for some reason. He's one of these characters who arrive from nowhere into an author's head and refuse to leave except in the form of a book. Now, I know that a fat and ugly poet doesn't make much of a hero in comparison with a spy or a lady who loves sex, but I've written a comic book in which an athletic and courageous and ingenious hero might be out of place. But there's another hero lurking at the back of mine, and he is William Shakespeare. My primary hero, whose name is Enderby, writes a story about Shakespeare based on a little-known fact, that the 46th word from the beginning of the 46th psalm in the Bible is shake, and the 46th word from the end is spear. This seems to show that Shakespeare may have had something to do with the 1611 translation of the Bible that we know as the King James Version. On the strength of his story about this, Enderby is asked to write the book and lyrics of a musical, an American musical, based on Shakespeare's life, or what we know of it. This is to be presented at a theatre in the state of Indiana, and to write it, Enderby has dragged up another supposition from Shakespeare's life, the rumour or the story that he had an affair with a black lady who became the dark lady of the sonnets. There has to be a black singer in the musical, and she turns out to be very, very glamorous. Enderby imitates Shakespeare by falling in love with her. It's a ridiculous situation, a fat, ugly, dyspeptic, middle-aged poet falling in love with a dark lady of immense beauty and glamour. It worries Enderby, and another thing worries him. According to a medium whose seance he attends, Shakespeare is very unhappy about something out there in the great beyond. And Enderby fears that this something may be the travesty of his life that's being turned into an American musical. Enderby's fears grow worse when the principal actor, a film star who's to play Shakespeare, is injured in a car accident, along with his understudy. And Enderby, who is the only one who knows the lines, has to take on the part himself. He expects thunderbolts from the great beyond, but the appropriate trade union stops the play in the middle. There are other things, too. The book is meant to make you laugh, but it's also serious about love, sex, the theatre, modern America. Writing it was hard work. Writing always is. Selling a book is hard work, too. May the efforts of all of us be rewarded. Thanks for listening. My very best wishes. In the book trade, you're the people who count, as all writers know, or ought to know. And a very Merry Christmas.